Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, July 10th, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. I thought, seeing yet another horror the global state statesmen have wrought, please stop it happening. A plea to the unseen yet ever with us ancestors, who answered back, "There's so much to stop." But if we would just stop for a day, all of us, and think, what do we want? And talk about it all together, globally, all the horrors would stop, and we would have reclaimed our authentic thought. The process Nicola models so well for us. Instead of recycling the thoughts and dead concepts power gives us, and we would have again our full humanness. Sisters and brothers, the central theme of our show today is seeing from the all, as Nikola Tesla did. Seeing from the all restores access to our vitality, releases suppressed energy, increasing the force, accelerating the human mass, to use his expression. And it just so happens that it falls, today's show, on Nikola Tesla's birthday. Happy chance! He was born at midnight on July 10th, 1856. 160 years ago. We're going to be considering from another angle what is arguably the central theme of these pages, that we are here to be big, to grow into our biggest selves, every single one of us globally, and that our doing this advances humanness, which is what Nikola meant by the word progress. We're going to be considering that this project of continuous growth that we are born with, that our bodies urge us to in countless ways, as we struggle through the resistance, the retarding blocks and obstacles of class, of the power guys, the current version of which being the global state statesmen, that our body's urging gets hijacked by them. By means of a con of limited duration, limited because we ultimately grow beyond them, ultimately. But a lot of death and suffering has been happening between these times. And we are living in the time when the suffering and schemes for killing us must stop. The con that hijacks us is the one delivered by our parents that tells us that humanness is advanced by our serving bigger projects than us. The specific bigger project varies across class time, is modified and adjusted by the power guys as our restlessness stretches, our understanding expands. But as class is totalitarian, whatever project we are told to sacrifice ourselves to is but an aspect of the global state. What we wish to call the nation, which we hope is the common framework that supports global freedom. The concept of the nation has, since its inception, been a matter of contention between what we wanted, which is to realize our communal nature and our individual gifts, and what power wanted, which is to compel our allegiance, our obedience, to establish rule as an inevitable and irrevocable fixture of our lives, disguised by the term civilization. And because we haven't discussed Bentham, all of us together globally, it may be hard to credit that nation states, or the global state, however you want to think of it, kill us for being disobedient and for owing them nothing, as is the case with Prince, and certainly no allegiance. But we come to see through discussing all together globally, that it is at base the reason why they kill us, apart from population management in its broadest sense, to reduce the surplus population, quote unquote, surplus population. And hand in hand with this tension over its definition, also from its inception, power has employed pundits, spies in the biblical usage, to take our words that express our longing for freedom back to their masters with suggestions for how to twist them, spin them such that they come to mean their opposites. Both Karl Popper and Jeremy Bentham explained this tactic, which I'm sure we'll discuss again shortly in the context of current examples of it. The pundit is a creature of power. But the thinker, though a term of confusion and not found in the people's lexicon, is a different animal, a child of the earth, and we cannot serve two masters. The thinker is just us. We are moving apace to that place of grace in which thinkers and good livers and simply beers are one. The path to truth, and so the growth of thought, lies only through an earth allegiance. How does the earth work? It's all Nikola thought about. By which means, thought, he wrought himself, as George Eliot puts it. I have thrived on my thoughts, says Nikola. And in coming to understand her, the earth, he came to understand himself. All of us tend toward our earth allegiance, tend toward growth continuous, holistic, and free, free of coercion. Coercion, we are arguing, is absolutely unnecessary. The progress of our humanness is what our bodies want. Let me tell you of another comforting feature, says our Nikola. The progress in a measured time is nowadays more rapid and greater than it ever was before. This is quite in accordance with the fundamental law of motions, which commands acceleration and increase of momentum or accumulation of energy under the action of a continuously acting force and tendency, and is the more true as every advance weakens the elements tending to produce friction and retardation. For after all, what is progress, or more correctly, development or evolution, if not a movement infinitely complex and often unscrutinizable? It's true, but nevertheless exactly determined in quantity as well as in quality of motion by the physical conditions and laws governing. This feature of more recent development is best shown in the rapid merging together of the various arts and sciences by the obliteration of the hard and fast lines of separation of borders, some of which only a few years ago seemed unsurpassable, and which has surrounded every department of inquiry and barred progress. A sense of connectedness of the various apparently widely different forces and phenomena we observe is taking possession of our minds. A sense of deeper understanding of nature as a whole, which, though not yet clear and defined, is keen enough to inspire us with the confidence of vast realizations in the near future. and that is Nikola Tesla from his collected papers. Our developing sense of connectedness is that destiny Proudhon speaks of, and he is in absolute concordance with Nikola, that the truth must not be restricted, that to attempt to do so retards progress, the progress of our humanness. Retards, but cannot stop it. We quoted Proudhon's emphasis on this in our May 15, 2016 show. And by the way, what does it say about our coherent sense of self, our integrity, that we agree with Proudhon, yet see the horrible capability Nicola's work, seized by the state, has placed in the hands of literal sociopaths, the global statesmen, and yet do not press for discussion of it. Proudhon, all of us, as long as we live, are called, each in proportion to his strength, to this sublime work. The only duty which it imposes upon us is to refrain from appropriating the truth to ourselves, either by concealing it, or by accommodating it to the temper of the century, or by using it for our own interests. This principle of conscience, so grand and so simple, has always been present in my thought. And because we all want this, to be connected, to have the absolute truth established around us, the power guys rely on an enormous amount of propaganda, hidden scheming, and violent seeding to attempt to overcome our tendency to become one